God wants to save you from going to a burning hell that lasts forever. He did it because he wants you to be with him in heaven forever. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." If you died tonight, do you know where your soul would go? If not, you need to repent of your sins and by faith invite Jesus into your heart to become your Savior and the Lord of your life. Say yes to Jesus, and you can know where you will spend eternity.
Friend, Christ died for your sins. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. This is the good news, redemption not achieved, but received. For by grace are ye saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, not of striving, lest any man should boast. Therefore the call is clear. Repent and believe. Turn from sin and place your faith in him who has already finished the work.
Because of the commitment that came with salvation, I had planned to wait till I was 40 to get saved. But the Lord drew me that night, and I went to the altar where I asked God to save me. I confessed every sin I could think of. We were very late getting home.
Goodness, I was starting to worry about you two.
Sorry, Mom.
You were saved tonight, weren't you?
Yes. How did you know?
I could tell by looking at you.
That's why we're late. I had a lot of sin to confess, and I sure feel clean.
I couldn't figure out why a 13-year-old girl would have so many sins to confess.
I wanted to be sure I was really saved, Dad.
Now, honey, live for the Lord. Grow up to be a Sunday school teacher or something.